From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Justice Department has now charged a Nigerian man with trying to blow up a Northwest Airlines flight from Amsterdam to Detroit. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The charges come just a day after 23-year-old Umar Abdul Muttalib allegedly ignited an explosive on Northwest Flight 253. The plane was circling for a landing in Detroit when the explosion happened. The Justice Department says the suspect had been in the plane lavatory for 20 minutes and then emerged and said he was sick to his stomach. He allegedly pulled a blanket over himself and injected some chemical into an explosive the FBI says is known as pentaerythritol. There was a small explosion, and then flames enveloped the suspect and part of the plane's wall. Passengers tackled the suspect, and flight attendants put out the flames with a fire extinguisher. Abdul Muttalib is being charged with attempting to destroy an aircraft, among other things. There's no mention about any connection he might have to any terrorist groups in the Justice Department's complaint. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Authorities are said to be looking into Abdul Muttalib's possible ties to al-Qaeda operatives in Yemen. A lawmaker who chairs a House terrorism subcommittee says there are indications that the suspect may have had some help and some instruction from a terror group. Authorities also say the explosive device contained the same type of material used by shoe bomber Richard Reid in his unsuccessful attempt to bring down a transatlantic flight. The incident has prompted tighter security measures. Air Canada is advising U.S.-bound travelers to arrive early to allow for security screenings and pat-down searches. It also says new rules imposed by the Transportation Security Administration require passengers to remain in their seats for the last hour of their flight. Parts of the upper Midwest remain under severe winter weather advisories as a massive winter storm continues to wreak havoc across the region. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull has more.
Heavy snow is causing whiteout conditions far northern parts of the Midwest, and motorists are being warned to put off any unnecessary travel. Light snow is expected to continue in southern Minnesota and west central Wisconsin. One of the deaths blamed on the storm involved an 81-year-old Iowa man who tried to walk home after his pickup truck got stuck. His body was found in a ditch Thursday. Authorities said he died of exposure. Meanwhile, residents of Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota continue to dig out. Snow, rain, freezing rain, ice, and wind gusts up to 30 to 45 miles per hour in some parts made holiday travel treacherous. Flash flood warnings remain in effect in parts of Illinois. With temperatures expected to stay below freezing well into next week, officials warn that many roads that crews haven't reached are still hazardous. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Madison.
In the east, higher temperatures have begun melting away last week's record-setting snowfall, threatening the region with flooding. This is NPR News. Philippine scientists say Mayon volcano has calmed down, but they warn an explosive eruption is still possible. Dwali Saikauto has more.
The number of volcanic earthquakes at Mayon have apparently decreased since Friday, but scientists say this is a natural cycle and a bigger eruption is likely soon. For 2 weeks, observers have seen Mayon volcano spray columns of ash and toxic gas into the sky while red-hot lava cascaded down the mountain, but the alert level over Mayon is unchanged at level 4. Level 5 is a full eruption. Officials explained the decreased activity may mean molten rock or magma is building inside Mayon volcano and could be explosive. This weekend, some 50,000 evacuees remain in temporary shelters where clowns have been entertaining children and soldiers have been handing out candy. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
Another passenger ferry has sunk off the Philippines, the second in 3 days. The latest began listing late today. The Philippine Coast Guard says 63 passengers and crew have been rescued. Search and rescue crews are looking for at least 22 people who are missing. On Christmas Eve, a ferry carrying 73 people collided with a fishing vessel near the mouth of Manila Bay. 24 people are still missing from that accident. Now that salvage crews have finished transferring thousands of gallons of diesel fuel from a boat that crashed into a reef off Alaska, it's being towed back to shore. Earlier this week, the tug hit the same reef that damaged the Exxon Valdez 20 years ago. The tug is part of a system created after the Exxon Valdez ran aground to guide tankers away from the reef. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.